Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Namaste, friends. Well, I've just got back from holiday in Portugal, had a wonderful time. The wine flowed, the sun shone. If you like, I was putting my supernatural feet up. My chakras were stretched out on the sun lounger. My third eye was slobbing out, which sounds like I had a problem with the foreign food there. No, I didn't mean that. Food was very nice, actually. One spirit at one stage did try to make contact with me through my supernatural antenna. Nope, get away, I said. I'm having a holiday. But I am the undead, and I would like you to help me pass over. No, fuck off, I said. I'm enjoying a sangria in my sarong, like Jane McDonald. There was the usual fight to get near the pool to the sand loungers. I did not entertain that sort of tackiness. I sent Tarawak down early to lie on a sun lounger for me. A couple of people attempted to lie down on that sun lounger, only to sit on Tarawak's face. Not pleasant, but needs must. Yeah, if a lady or gentleman rushed out to get a sunbed at 6 a.m, they may well have aimed for my bed, right next to the pool and only a few feet from the splash pool jacuzzi. A great position, and a bed that obviously would tickle their fancy, particularly if they sat on Tarawak's beard in their bikini. But I'm back now and raring to go. Lots of wonderful podcast material coming your way, plus rehearsals for the live show of the year, Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon, all over the UK from September the 22nd. Tickets, get a pen at clintonbaptiste.com/live. Now, let the spookiness begin! Namaste and shawaddy waddy to all of you. I am back and raring to go. And here with me, well, she's the best of co-hosts who don't believe in ghosts. Strange for a supernatural podcast. It's Linda Pollock!
Greetings.
Greetings, pop pickers. What have you been up to, my love?
Well, I've booked a holiday, finally.
Oh, lovely.
So, my passport came. I had to get it renewed because I hadn't had it renewed for
That's
about 2 years.
I remember that rather boring story.
Hey, but it came really fast.
Yeah, well done. To Little Venice. Was it called Little Venice?
Petit France.
Petit France! And it was something like that.
I don't think it's there anymore. I think it's Peterborough.
Now we're out of Europe. It's not Petit France. Petit France! Fuck off! Right, yes. Well, so you've got the passport through.
Yeah.
We'll be over this bit in a minute.
With a picture of an old woman in it, it appears to be me.
Oh, yes, I've had the same problem. Go
and
on.
And I'm going to Spain.
Oh, lovely. Whereabouts in Spain?
I've got a friend that lives just outside Seville, so we're going there.
Oh, very middle class of you. What are they doing there?
Oh, she was my friend on the Spanish exchange when I was a kid, you see.
Do you know what? Oh, God. For another time. And you managed to stay friends all this time? Oh, isn't that lovely? Do you speak a bit of French?
I speak fluent French and Spanish.
Oh, sorry. Spanish is what I'm... Look, I can't keep up with these bloody foreigners. Spanish is what I meant to say.
Yes, I do.
I kid you not. Funny you should say that. I was in Portugal recently.
Oh, are you?
And we got a just reminded me, this shows you how improvised this is. And we were waiting for a cab, and I kid you not, one of my fellow English people came up to the driver as we were getting out. This is in Portugal, and said, "Parlez-vous anglais?" Now, that is when I get disappointed with British bloody people. Twat! When are you coming back from your holiday?
I'm going on the 13th, I think, or the 16th. I'll have to check.
Right, okay.
And it's only a week.
Okay, this is housekeeping for us too.
Yeah.
You don't need to know all that, people.
And there's going to be someone massive in my house.
Yeah, that's right.
Teeth and a
big spider in
there. Rip your arse off.
Rip your arse off if you try to get in there and steal all her bits and pieces. It's going to be an absolute case of... Oh, no, sorry, bloody wrong one. Hold on. Which one? It'll be an absolute case of... Hold on.
Go on.
I'm having sex at
no, sorry, oh, not that one. Just a
not.
Minute. It's this one.
You are a very sexy
oh,
man.
God, hold on. Just a minute. Where is it? Be an absolute case of... That's it. Thank you. So don't try to get in her house. Fuck all in there anyway. Don't pay her anything. Now...
I'm laughing because it's true.
It's true, yes. Well, you've got to laugh or else you cry. The bloody state of things at the moment.
Isn't it, though?
I tell you what, you will notice. If you're trying to go on holiday and you're going through the passport control, well done for voting us out of Europe. Only took me about 3 hours to get through. Well done, but well... worth it, I don't think. We're going to kick off with a gem of a story featuring one of the fabulous boys in blue. No, not Tommy Cannon. A proper policeman. Could we have the spooky music, please? It's from a fella called Matt.
Ooh.
Can't remember his surname. We're going to be speaking to him shortly, so I'll try and have a look before we speak to him. As we go on with this scary story...
Clinton and Linda, do you want me to read this?
Yes, please.
Clinton and Linda, years ago, whilst on duty as a police officer in Coventry, I was sent a report of an elderly lady not being seen for over a week by neighbours, which unfortunately tends to result in discovering them deceased. Oh. So, my partner and I were prepared for this as we arrived.
Don't get too technical, right.
It was gone midnight and the house was in darkness and there was no reply. We expected the worst, as he's mentioned. Mm. We managed to force the front door open with minimal damage and entered the house. It was in a bit of a state, but not being one to judge, I brushed off the stacks of newspapers and sticky carpet. Sounds judgy. And began calling...
Very judgy, yeah.
calling out for the lady. Let's call her Margaret. Margaret, Margaret, are you there, my love? I called. My colleague called to me moments later. Matt, she's here.
Oh, bloody hell.
I ran towards the kitchen area where this poor elderly lady was lay. On first inspection, she looked like she'd been there for a day or two.
Ugh.
The full body check was conducted by my partner, and as he checked for a pulse, Margaret said something loudly.
Ooh, scary. Hold on. She...
Would you like to speak my gossip?
No, she didn't.
Day?
Sorry, she didn't say that. Beg your pardon. Oh, sorry, which one? I was going to say... Don't matter, keep going. I can't find it.
Oh, actually, it says there was a loud noise.
Oh, there's a loud noise. Hold on. No, sorry, it's not that. Disrespectful. Carry on.
It was more like an ah.
Oh, it was an ah noise. Ah noise. Right,
exhaling, and we immediately called an ambulance. She's still alive, I exclaimed.
Well, good news.
The ambulance arrived promptly, and although we could get nothing out of Margaret, she was struggling to breath. As the paramedics placed her on the gurney, wheeling her into the ambulance, she looked over to me and pointed.
Oh, you just thanked me. No,
sorry.
Naughty boy.
Naughty boy. Sorry. I couldn't resist that. That was a cheeky one.
I thought nothing of it.
Snuck it in there.
Flipping it. I thought nothing of it and continued to search the house for any medication or evidence to support and medical issues she may have.
They don't let anyone in the police now. They're kind of fucking right. Go on.
My partner proper shit himself when a black cat jumped out from a stack of newspapers and ran off out the front door. Poor cat.
Poor cat.
There seemed to be an element of spookiness about this, and I thought of how Margaret resembled a witch.
Yeah.
Misogyny, I think we call
it.
Yeah, I
thought
spookiness.
He said he wasn't very judgy, the bastard.
With a long grey hair and now the black cat. But I pushed it to the back of my mind, thankfully, and didn't say it out loud. Oh, hang on, you did. And continued searching the house.
Now, as I mentioned earlier, the house, in my professional opinion, was that of a bit of a shit tip.
Judgy.
Very judgy. But one room upstairs was locked, and I found a key on the second set of stairs that led to the loft room. I tried the key in the bedroom door, and it opened. Once inside, I could not believe what I saw. Inside was a white painted room with bright red carpet, with a white altar, two white book stands with books on opened, Christ, and mirrors on either side with white veils covering them. Extremely clean, There wasn't a speck of dust. If someone so judgy as him, he would notice that.
Woman, with his bloody white glove on.
There's a woman virtually dead in the house, but not a speck of dust. Thank you. I looked at what these...
I'm four in a bed.
Yeah, I looked at... I looked at what they could have done more on the breakfast. What's the breakfast? The breakfast was very poor.
£20 off.
£20 off. No, I would not stay there again. Get on with it. I looked at what these books might be. Maybe Margaret was deeply religious, I thought, as these books look like Bibles. As I looked at the words within the books, they were devil-worshipping satanic verses. It dawned on me that this is a devil-worshipping church of sort and thought, fuck me. It's not exactly...
Did you put that in your notebook, officer?
It's not exactly written like Edgar Allan Poe, is it? I got my partner to come and have a look and he was of the same opinion. Fuck me. Okay, let's just take a look in the final room before we get the fuck out of here, I thought.
Your Honour, I think before we get the fuck out of here, I thought.
As we ventured up into the attic room. Once we entered, it was clear that this was Margaret's bedroom. And as I collected various medicines she was on, I tended to forget about how the Satan-worshipping room spooked me and got on with my job. Then...
I discovered at the foot of the bed an old word processor with reams and reams of paper stacked up and one sheet midway through being typed. I casually looked to see what Margaret had been writing. Was she a keen novelist and was struck down before she got to the end of her opus? Nope. Do you want to know what it read over and over again?
You'd like to taste me jam donut?
Sorry, no. It says, the devil is coming! The devil is coming! The devil is coming! Well, that proper fucks me up. And we got out of there. After, it's foul mouth, this policeman, isn't it?
Yes.
And after we got out of there, we did what we had to do sharp. When I got back to the station, I got word that poor Margaret didn't survive and had passed away. If only you dealt with it instead of pissing around looking in her room at all her books and that. And can I just say that I'm not accusing this policeman of negligence? But anyway.
He's a nosy bleeder, though.
He's a nosy bleeder. I got word that poor Margaret didn't survive and had passed away shortly after getting into the ambulance. Then I thought of what I'd seen. The black cat, the altar, the mirrors with veils, the satanic verses, and the devil will come. Oh, and the devil will come, could have done with some punctuation, stacks of paper. And my mate reminded me, she pointed at you before she died, didn't she? Maybe she cursed you, he joked. I thought, you fucking arsehole. As if I needed to think about that as I got on my push bike to ride home.
I ride down country lanes and it was about 2 a.m. as I started my journey.
Ooh.
As I passed an old abandoned farmhouse, I swear blind, out of the corner of my eye, I saw in the bedroom window of this old abandoned farmhouse, I saw a figure stood pointing. Was this Margaret? I shat me sen.
Nearly chipped myself.
And pedalled like buggery, getting home faster than Chris Hoy. Well, that's my story. What do you think, Clinton and Linda? Was this a witch? And has she cursed me? Can't say I've had any bad luck, but my knees have started hurting recently. Could that be a curse or is it arthritis? All I do know is I never look toward that farmhouse as I cycle past day or night or pick up the pace when I pass it. Love the show, Matt.
Okay, well, can I just say this? That I do think you might have been cursed.
Or is it the fact that, you know, he's doing a lot of heavy walking on his... Well, he's probably not actually, is he sitting down? And well, then going home on his bike and pedalling like Billy-O.
Well, it might be.
It's a lot of strain on your joints when you're not a young spring chicken
right,
anymore.
Okay. Just to remind you, this is not a medical podcast.
Well...
What we're dealing with here is the super bloody natural, Linda.
All right, it definitely ghosts then.
Well, it might be ghosts. The woman pointed... You heard it. She pointed at him, a satanic lady.
She's probably saying, stop rifling through me gear, you.
Stop going through me... underwear now look I tell you what we're gonna do. Sorry about this, folks. You tuned in to hear something paranormal.
Well,
you got Linda here. She seems to be an expert on joints and
not that kind of joints.
Police constable, let me speak to you in a minute. So what we're going to do is we're going to get in touch right now. Just pause for a second. It will be seamless to you as we get this bloke on Zoom.
Here we go.
He's PC Matt Mead. I've had a chance to look his name up. He's on Zoom right now, though the amount of money we spend on the police force at 25 to 12, why he's not pounding the beat or pounding a prisoner over the head in custody, I don't no! Bit unfair of me. Are you there, PC Mead?
Hello there.
Hello there. Matt, are you a PC? Are you, what are you? What position are you in the force?
Yeah, I am a PC. Yeah, I've done it for many years, and I'll remain a PC because I'm too thick to go any higher.
Well,
it's always good to know your place, isn't it?
It's good to know your place. Now, Matt, tell me, Linda here believes in fuck all.
Well,
so she's not a very spiritual woman. She's a very suburban lady, believes in things very, very, you know, very, very on the level sort
reality,
of
reality, I believe.
A reality check. It's odd for someone who's co-hosting a paranormal podcast.
It's all about balance, Clinton, isn't
it? It's all about balance. But to be fair, I do give her £20 and a steak bake every time she comes round. So a bit of effort. Listen, Linda, she doesn't believe that you've... Let's speak to them.
I think it's probably... I know that you've suffered terribly with your knees and that, but that's probably down to... Like you say, arthritis, you know, you do a very heavy...
Well, not a 25 to 12, it's not down to anything apart from lying around.
It's a walking job. You get the cold getting to your joints. And you said you don't go like the clappers on that bike.
Right, so Matt...
Now,
what...
now I can see you. You're not as young as you used to be, are you, Matt?
Cheeky bitch. We're looking at him here. He looks perfectly all right to me. Jesus Christ. Sorry, Matt. Let's get... Let the man... He's itching to say something. Tell us what.
Come on, Matt.
Well, I was just going to say, it's water off a duck's back because, you know, I suffer abuse daily on the street, so...
Matt, can you keep it light, please? Just keep it light.
I will
What sort of abuse do you get from people?
Oh, well, I can't really say it over the air, but,
We'll bleep it out. Go on. We'll bleep it out.
It's lovely when, a member of the public walks past you and does an oink noise and, they'll go piggy-wiggy. And but it's usually when they're about 3 miles away from you.
Yeah,
brave.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that. Anyway,
do they ever use any F bombs?
Do they drop an F bomb ever?
Oh, F, B, C, the whole alphabet.
Oh, wow. God almighty.
It works.
What's M?
Mother.
Right, Matt, can you tell me, have you been cursed by this bloody witch?
Wow. The other day, it was. One of these nice hot days, I was cycling home from work.
One second, put the spooky music on, Linda.
Oh, God, all right, here we go.
Yeah, cycling home from work.
Yeah. Going through that country lane that I normally do. And then as I was cycling, I felt this sort of pinching on my back.
Right.
And I thought, oh, what the bloody hell's that? Yeah, I was thinking, oh, is it my bag pinching me or what have you? And then...
that wouldn't be on your back, would it? Oh, sorry.
You might have a backpack.
Oh, I thought it was someone's problem with a saddle. Go on.
No. And mind you, it is a very short saddle, and it just ride up. But when I got home, me missus says, "Oh, take your top off. Let's see what's pinched you."
Okay.
So I took my top off in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And there's a bloody bee sitting on my shoulder, and it just jumps off and flies out my window. And I feel like I've been stung a fair few times.
Right.
And she looked at them and she counted them and she goes, "Bloody hell," she says, "you've been stung 6 times." And she goes, and she says, like. And funny enough, it's in the shape of a number 6 under my arm. And I thought, and as I was thinking about the story that I sent you, I thought, hang on, 6-6.
Yes.
And I thought, there's got to be another 6 here.
Linda, he's telling us a story about the fucking devil. Do you mind?
Oh, bless you, Linda.
Matt, go on. Yeah, where's the other 6?
So I record
on
all
your
me...
back.
Well, I record all me cycle routes on Strava. The cycling app.
Yeah.
Oh, to show off online, yeah.
That's the one.
Literally chatting patience with you in a minute. Go on, Matt.
Yeah, and then I looked at where this happened, and it was only 6 miles into me route.
Fucking
666.
I would say that is proof positive, PC Mead, that you have been visited by the devil spirit of that lady who died with the white curtains. No, listen back. I was not a reference to her.
She was very pale, yes.
An old lady with the white curtains. Yeah. Go on. What do you think?
Well, do you know, I'm all right when I don't think about that story, but when I wrote it down,
yeah,
you know, I started to think about all the other things that have gone wrong when I've been at work and when I've not been at work.
Go on then, but scary music. Quickly. Keep it brief, Matt.
Right, just a quick one. I was a security guard, flagged me down near an old abandoned old folks home that had been renovated.
Promising.
And he said to me, "Can you take me home?" I said, "What do you mean, take you home?" And he said, "I've just been speaking to an old couple. I turned around and they vanished in front of my eyes. I just want to go home." And he was in tears. What do you think to that?
Sorry, it was near an old people's home.
The old people's home was being renovated. So it was all cordoned off. Yeah. And the security guard was looking after the building.
Right, okay, it's getting... Yeah, you should have added that. Don't take up after-dinner speaking, Matt.
Oh, okay.
Stick with the policing. You're getting half the story and then another stuff.
Right. Disappearing couple. And he shot himself.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
The summary,
He shot himself. Matt, any other low-grade stories like that that you want to embellish or half-tell and
just
then go back?
Anything that didn't happen.
Linda, it did bloody happen. Go on, Matt.
I'd hate to sort of ruin your airtime with it, but
so far, too late, mate.
No, that's about it. You know, just the odd noise and things like that that I hear when I'm cycling through the lanes at night past that old house. It does give me the willies.
Okay, Matt, you have been an absolute superstar. If a little bit tedious halfway through this, but I want to thank you for all your work. And thank God for people like you. And honestly, if anyone else calls you an oink oink, piggy wiggy, whatever, get in touch with me and I'll put one of my tarot wax curses on the bastards, all right?
Oh, that's sorted, yeah.
What a lovely fella. Look at him, he's like a great big laughing policeman on there.
Literally, yeah.
Literally, isn't he?
Isn't he lovely? Yeah.
All right, Matt, well, you will be buying a ticket for Coventry to see me and Ramon, won't you?
Yeah, in Earlston, yeah, will do.
Oh, good. In Earlston?
Earlston.
No, not in Earlston. We'll be at the... Where will we be? Or maybe we are in Earlston. I don't fucking know where it is. Where are we on at, please?
The Albany in Earlston, I think.
The Albany in Earlston, of course. I remember it. We're a policeman. Ask a policeman. Matt, really appreciate it, mate. Lots of love. What a lovely fella. Stay away from that witch.
Stop. Will
do.
Knowledge.
Cheers. Nice to meet you both. Bye-bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
Really nice.
He was lovely, wasn't he? What a lovely fella. Well, now, look, moving on, ladies and gentlemen, can I just say this? Do you know that I'm performing a show all around the country called Clinton Baptiste versus Ramon? You heard Matt there talking about it, Earlston, Albany and Coventry. How could I possibly forget that fantastic venue? This week, unfortunately, I had a little bit of running with Brendan O'Hay, our director. Yes, you better have a listen to this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello? Hello? Is that Brendan?
Yes.
Clinton here. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm doing better now, actually. Now that I'm away from you, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't be like that. The thing is, it's remote. He sets me on edge. I toured very successfully 2 shows. Yes, I did. The Paranormalist Returns and Stratospheric up and down the country to glittering reviews. And I asked you because you are, quite honestly, Brendan, the only director for the job. Well, the only director we got, but the only director for the job. And it's Ramon setting my nerves on edge. I'm not used to working with someone else. And I wondered if you...
Ramon has problems. I can see that. But yeah, you
can all see it.
But you need to see a psychiatrist. I mean, something is not quite right there. Something is really not. I know this because I've got, you know, stuff with my own family. I recognise it. But you need professional help.
I'm just going to tell you something. I've got Claire Rayner here. Oh, yeah, just a second. I've got her here.
Oh,
and she's saying, listen, lovey. She's saying, listen, lovey. Oh, lovey. It's not a stuff and nonsense. She's not me saying this. It's Claire Rayner. And what are you saying, Claire? She's saying she's acting as a sort of, you know, as a sort of matronly, motherly figure. And she's saying, it's not me saying this. It's Claire. What are you saying, Claire? She's saying, come back. She's saying. She's saying, Clinton, he's going to work on his temper. He's going to... He's saying, come back. She's saying, come back, Claire Rayner, you know. She's gone now. She said, come
back. I think you're incapable of working on anything. I think you have no self-awareness. You lack generosity.
Yeah.
I don't know what you see in the mirror. Because the way you talk, you just... what do you see in the mirror? What the fuck do you see in the mirror?
Well, if I tell you what I see in the mirror, will you come back?
Yes, okay. I think about it, yes.
I see a man who is contrite. Yeah, I'll say it. I see a man who needs your help. I see a man with a show opening in only a few weeks and quite a few tickets sold who, unless he does get you back, will stand to lose a lot of money. And who may even countersue you through Phil McIntyre Productions for leaving the job. So do you understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
I've seen somebody who's rather passive-aggressive, to be honest, now that you're threatening to sue me. I mean, sue me for what? You haven't paid me anything yet. I've been on it for weeks.
That can happen. You know very well that's gone through. As soon as I've sorted out my rash... and the cat, I can certainly speak to people and make sure that you get the money, Brendan. Please come back. We need you.
Yeah. Okay. But this is one more chance because I'm sorry, but you're breaking me. You really are breaking me.
Just give us one last chance, please. And I've got Claire Rayner here. She's
I don't need Claire Rayner again.
She's gone. Yeah, she's. Well, thank you. Let's move on.
We'll move on. We'll move on. Water under the bridge, okay?
See you tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
time now for your Skype messages, unfortunately.
New message.
Clinton, I'm needing an exorcism. Yeah, dusty one.
Hello, Clinton. This is James calling from Southern California in California. I was wondering if you had any advice for someone with a pussy, I mean a little cat, that is possessed by the spirit of J.R. Hartley and won't stop banging on about bloody flyfish.
Hello, Clinton. My name's Steve. I'm calling on behalf of my daughter. Now, what it is, Sharon's taken her husband, Nick, who's my son-in-law, on a bungee jumping experience, and I'm trying to get it fixed so that the cable snaps, because he's a bit of a cunt.
Hi, Clinton. I'm just ringing about your online order. Good news, the thongs are back in stock, so we've got them in the red or the black. And I just wanted to check, do you want the studs on the inside or the outside? So if you just...
Hi, Clinton, it's Stan from the salon. We've had a review back about the tattoo consultation. You said you wanted your favourite London football team tattooing on your manhood, Queen's Park Rangers. He's reviewed that and he's advising that you just have QPR tattoos on.
Now, a real chance to follow the fantastic work of one Gordon Smith from Take a Break, Fate and Fortune magazine. A man we discovered is the paranormalist who doesn't seem to believe any of it. he does answers your paranormal questions. He believes less than bloody Linda does.
Well, yeah, people are writing in going, oh, I heard a noise. Could it be a ghost? And instead of doing the usual thing of, oh, well, yeah, probably, he says, no, that you don't. They don't make noises.
Well, exactly. Now, here's one. This is one he's got here. Now, I mean, I'm all in favour of speaking truth. I don't really believe in, you know, sort of making up stuff when.
No, you'd never do that.
When it doesn't need to be. But here you are. This is this one here. This is Gordon Smith. Our television in the new extension keeps turning itself off and on. The house was built in 1890 and has always felt a little spooky. Now this. No one's ever near the remote when it happens. We keep it in the drawer away from our cat. The other day, the telly came on and the sound of a loud bugle, filled our home. It felt deliberate. Is our TV trying to scare us? And Gordon's answer is, televisions don't haunt us. But in some research, he concluded that when people renovated or added extensions, it often resulted in some sort of paranormal experience. I don't quite, you know, it's not really...
That's quite for him.
For him, that's quite good. This was the other one here. This made me laugh, honestly. This at the bottom here, hold on. This is Gordon here, and his spirit's trying to reach me. Someone's written in, when I'm asleep, I sense a presence visiting me. I wake up in a panic, my body feels stiff. I often have that first in the morning. And my heart is hammering. I feel something may be trying to come after me. Oh yeah, I know that too.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet.
Could spirit be trying to reach me? I feel quite scared by this. What is going on? And Gordon says, what you describe is clearly an episode of altered state of consciousness. This happens to some people when sleep patterns, when the mind is more awake than the body. This would also explain you feeling a spirit presence because you are in an in-between state. Nothing or no one is trying to get to you. You know what I mean?
Why? How does he know?
But if I've invested in a magazine called Take a Break, Fate and Fortune, you'd want something a bit better than that, wouldn't you?
Neither!
However, this one killed me. This is from Chat Take a Break. Have a read of this one. This is from the sublime to the ridiculous. This is the complete opposite. Right.
Me and my husband have been together for 14 years and have two children. He's been miserable for months and now says he needs to be alone and has gone to stay with a friend. What's her name?
Oh, Christ.
Our relationship isn't perfect.
No.
We both work crazy hours and money is tight. But I've told him we can work things out. I really want him to come back and for everything to be peachy. But he ignores my texts and attempts to talk. How can I get him to communicate and tell me what he needs, says Christine.
And this is... Christine says that, and the expert, and I don't think it's Gordon, it's someone else who's an absolute real believer in this magazine. The answer is this, right, for her marital problems. We all sometimes need space so we can see things clearly. Here's a ritual you can do to help your husband, right? Not not go to marriage guidance, not go to Relate or anything.
Or talk to him in a neutral environment.
Exactly. Or question who the friend is he's gone to stay with. It's this. Pour a jug of water into a bowl saying, this water is clear and true. Add some rose petals saying, each rose petal is a wish of happiness for you. Then cut a photo of him into a heart shape saying, I surround you with love and my love is here to make you happy. I see what you can be. And that's all I want for you. I mean, honestly, place a photo in the water saying, open your eyes and let yourself be happy. Remove the photo. Fucking complicated. Remove the photo after 30 minutes and place on a surface, a flat surface with a candle on top of it. Light the candle and say, let the light shine and show you the way to be happy. Not once does it mention a blowjob.
No.
Not once. Bloody useless. Come to me if you want some advice. Jesus Christ, hopeless.
Well, wow, okay.
Good luck to that person, whoever you are.
Well, I don't think they'll be together now, do you?
I don't think so. Now, look, that's why you always come to Clinton Baptist. Big intro now to the one and only, an exclusive interview. Do you know Carshare?
Yes.
With my very dear friend Peter Kay, who launched me on Phoenix Nights all those years ago. It is none other than the rather brilliant, lovely Sian Gibson.
Brilliant.
Have a listen to this. Namaste. I'm here with Sian Gibson, the one and only. You'll know her from Carshare. You'll know her from, what's this thing you're in now? Oh, it's called?
It's called Murder They Hope.
Murder They Hope. And she is here now, and she is a believer. You'll know Sian. You know Sian is. She is a believer in, let's call it, life beyond the celestial veil. Sian, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tell me, my darling, I know you do go to see people who can convene with the afterlife.
I do.
Just tell us who you've been to see. You've been to see people a lot recently, haven't you?
I've been to see three people recently.
Yeah.
Ken, John and Anne. They're three different people. And I've not found the one yet.
It can happen, and you are very good to come to me, because I would like to do a reading for you, which we might do later. Why have they let you down, these people? What's been going on?
Because I don't like to give anything away.
No.
I keep everything close to my chest.
Enigmatic.
And they have to be right.
Yeah, okay.
They have to tell me exactly what's happening. None of them have known my personal details. I want them to know everything. I want them to know my PIN number.
Yeah, okay.
Do you know my PIN number?
Yeah, 4621, isn't it?
Yes.
She's being kind. She's being kind. I don't give that sort of information out.
I know.
No one would want to do that. So what have they been coming up with? I mean, to be fair, people do know you. They can follow you. They've read you in magazines. You've done articles. You've done interviews. So there's stuff they might know about you, my love.
They wouldn't know a thing.
Why
they
not?
Wouldn't know a thing. Because they don't know who I want to see on the other side.
Good point.
They've brought people to me who I don't want to see.
Like who?
One was a man
Bernard Manning.
Oh, he never came through.
No, all right, couldn't squeeze through. That's why he couldn't get through the portal. Either counts and two big blokes with a fucking wheelbarrow.
I wouldn't allow him.
No, exactly.
I wouldn't allow
him. So who came through you didn't want to see particularly?
There was someone called Harry who worked on the buses who had diabetic legs. And I've never met anyone called Harry.
Okay, good point. But that doesn't mean, I mean, I've done this before, I've done readings where someone's come through and you might not think you know them.
But why would I want to speak to them?
Well, they might have something to impart to you, Sian. You're very closed off. Very, very close. Try to open your mind.
Is this where I'm going wrong?
Very much so. Open your mind to things. Open your chakras.
But Harry didn't have a message. He was just smiling at me.
He was from on the buses.
He was
it Reg Varney?
No, he worked on the buses.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was
not on the buses, but just on the buses.
He worked on the buses.
Yeah.
What's he going to tell you?
Well, he had fat diabetic legs.
All right, okay. And
that is what Anne told me. She said he's got fat ankles, fat legs. She said he's possibly diabetic.
And I suppose someone who hasn't looked after themselves like you might think, what do I want to hear from them?
Well, why would I? Why would I want to see him smiling over my shoulder?
Well, unless, of course, over your shoulder. What was he doing? How close was he to you? Jesus Christ. I've certainly have been with people who've been smiling at me over their shoulder, laughing most of the time, scratching their heads.
But he wouldn't go away.
No, okay, right.
Because I asked Harry to go back and bring someone that I did know down.
Okay, and what happened there?
He didn't want to go. He was just smiling at me. That's all he was doing. He was smiling. He didn't have a message. He was just smiling. Now, what does that mean?
Well, can I ask this? For someone who is a believer, Sharon, all you've done is throw up obstacles. You've poo-pooed everything, haven't you? You're a poo-pooer, aren't you?
Oh, wish I was.
She's a poo-pooer. Who else? What about Tom? Was it Tom, Dick and Harry? Anne, Shirley, Anne, what? Fred, Shirley?
Oh, so that was with Anne.
Right.
When I went to see John...
John.
He kept bringing back Mark. I've never met a Mark. And apparently Mark hung himself.
Oh, bloody hell. What did Mark... You don't know why Mark hung himself?
No, because I don't know Mark.
Okay. But did Mark want to maybe... I don't know, warn you of something? I mean, he must have had a message, Mark, didn't he?
Apparently I knew Mark from school.
Right.
He wouldn't go away.
Wasn't Mark Fowler off of EastEnders? Did he hang himself?
He didn't hang himself.
Okay, good point. All right.
I think
it Gripper Stebson from Grange Hill? Did he in real life? He might have done in real life, so if he did, I do beg your pardon.
Well, he might have wanted to
You're
see me.
You're too young to even remember that, I know.
I was more Zamo.
Zamo, yeah. Oh, I'll tell you something about him in a minute. Anyway, right, well, look, Sharon has singularly failed to tell us anything of any spiritual importance. Oh. There must have been something.
Well, when I went to see John...
Here we go. This is the gold now.
He did say to me that my mum came through, and I did want to see my mum.
Right.
And he said to my mum came through, and he said... Your mum's standing behind you. He said, is your mum a smoker? Was your mum a smoker?
Right.
And I said, she was.
Yeah, yeah.
But not for a long, long time.
Right, right.
And he said, she's standing behind you, having a fag.
Right.
Laughing that she's having a fag. And
right.
I thought, I don't want to think of her in heaven smoking.
I don't think they do smoke in heaven.
But then, at the end, he said, have you got a conservatory? And I said, no. He said, did your mum have a conservatory? No. Who's got a conservatory? I don't know anyone with a conservatory.
Did she have to go out to the conservatory to have her fag?
No, because we didn't have a conservatory.
But up there, beyond the celestial
bed.
Well,
bay. She was sat on some rotten furniture with my nana, both having a smoke.
Oh, I don't... I
don't like
I
that
don't,
thought.
I don't like that thought. It's a horrible conservatory.
That was my part in... wish with John was that my mum is laughing, she's happy because she's smoking again.
Oh, no, no,
on
no.
Some rotten furniture in a conservatory with my nana.
Now, we've not said John's full name, but I'm gonna nail me across the mast and say that he's a lying bastard. So, unless you are up there, Mrs. Shan's mum, having a ciggy. Good luck to you.
I don't think angels smoke.
They don't smoke. Do you think they're going to be up there on a cloud pulling on a Lambert and Butler? I don't think so, do you?
Well, I think it's a fire hazard with wings. Well,
with wings? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Playing the harp, you can have the energy. You've been grouting away all day, pulling on a fag.
That's what I didn't like.
No, I get it. I get it, Sha. Look, if you are a psychic medium like me and you're out there, don't offer up bullshit to people like Shan.
No.
She's very, very lovely.
No. I've not met the right one.
Okay, well, I'm going to give a reading for you a bit later, Shan.
Thank you.
Join us later, unless she gets bored with this and doesn't want to do any more. All right, Shan, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, we get all the big names, don't we? The stars!
Massive!
Massive stars. Linda, what are you going to be doing when I eventually unlock the door and push you out of this garage?
I'm going to go shopping for some holiday gear.
Oh!
Because what I need is what Jane McDonald has plenty of. Sarongs, bikinis, all of which fit me. And at the moment, mine don't.
Talking of Jane, I'll get me sarongs from a sale. You can still see the name of the boat on it. Oh, that's an old joke from 1940-something. And Jane McDonald.
Can you do Jane much better than
Not
me?
Not really, but I'll have a go. Oh, I'll have a piña colada, please.
Ooh, I'm on me holiday, why not?
I'll have two.
Hello.
What about sex on beach?
Sex on beach? I'm going sex on beach.
No, not the drink.
Not the drink. I'll have sex on... theatrical week. And I'll have a cocktail and all. Slippery nipple. Oh, don't mind if I do...
Jane is here and she's preparing in the corner there to give a house song for the end. Well, it's just me. I don't know why I'm pretending it's her, but it's in that style, isn't it?
It is. It's a little roundup of the show.
It's a roundup of the show.
If you drifted off.
If you during that policeman interview. Right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please join us again next week and thank you for your support, Linda. Will I see you next week? I will see you next week, won't I? Of course I will. All right, until next time, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. Namaste.
Put some Factor 50 on it.
And I'll tell you what, I know that Linda here, it's very hot out there and she's asked me to spray all over her back, so I will be doing that the second we finish the show. All right. It's crude, isn't it? We don't need that.
Yeah.
Fady now. Well, another show splutters to a halt on the hard shoulder of podcasting. Thanks for your time. You've not paid a dime, but I love you to bits, you stingy little shits. On the other hand, thanks to all you Patreons out there, as well as those, well, the majority, I imagine, who got it for free. Again, don't matter. And now it's time to say adios. Join us next week, the strong and the weak, those who pay and those who get it another way. The Something for Nothing crowd, I call them. Namaste. Namaste, guys.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fady Nail.